The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have a lot going on, busy time, and of course, next Tuesday is our primary elections, and you're going to be out and about. Let's talk for a few minutes about those races and the coverage that you guys will be having next Tuesday.
Yeah, sure. So we've been focusing on all of the races across our area. Our team has kind of been covering. We basically have a couple of different assigned races that everybody's handling, and so I've been working on the Greenville County Coroner's race and then also the Greenwood County Sheriff's race. So I think first, you know, talking about the coroner's race, I'm sure people see the signs out there, right? The, you know, race for coroner, and it's not something that people around here in Greenville County are used to seeing. You know, Parks Evans had been the coroner here for, he has been the coroner here for 28 years, and he's never had anybody run against him in that time. So that's, you know, the terms are 4 years. He served seven terms and hasn't ever had a challenger. This time around, that challenger is Stacey Owens, the retired police captain from the Greenville Police Department. He served 27 years, and he retired back in January. But, you know, when he was captain at the Greenville Police Department, he did oversee the detective division. He said that he's always wanted to be an investigator. That's always kind of been a passion for him. So, you know, both of them, when we talked, we spent some time with them over the last couple weeks, and you know, we talked about what they were focused on, what they were passionate about. Parks had talked a lot about the opioid epidemic. Of course, that's not something that is unique to Greenville County. I mean, it's all across the country. He's talked about kind of having more educational opportunities there, bringing out trailers for, you know, educating for schools. It's something that Stacey Owens has talked about too, but they are a little bit different in their approach from what each have talked about. Stacey really had talked about bringing in sort of a hands-on approach. One of the things he mentioned to us is kind of taking information from, you know, accidents and fatalities and seeing if there was a way that he could implement that when it comes to bringing in more crosswalks and better lighting. And he also mentioned bringing in like an International Association of Coroner and Medical Examiners accreditation to the office. And he says that both of them have said that they're very passionate bringing in mental health resources for staff. It's something that over the last couple of years they've seen as increasingly important, kind of giving people a way to process a lot of what they see out there. I don't think that it's not something, if you think about it, that I think I'd be able to do. I mean, there really are a lot of things that the folks in that office see, and so they talked about kind of providing relief resources for them. So,
yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that the coroner is an elected position, and so it has been interesting that we've had these races, because I can't remember the last time we've had a contested coroner's race anywhere in the upstate.
Right. I've never seen a signs for that. Yeah, you don't really think of it as something that is an elected position. So when we all saw those signs going out, you know, for Parks Evans and Stacey Owens across the county, it's not something that we're really used to seeing.
Yeah. And we have a number of sheriff's races in the upstate as well.
We do, yes. Quite a few. We've got, as we mentioned, I'm going to be covering the Greenwood County Sheriff's race. Of course, my colleague, Renee Wunderlich, she's working on the Union County Sheriff's race. But Greenwood County, there's a pretty big field there for the sheriff's race there. You have the incumbent, Sheriff Dennis Kelly. He was elected back in 2016. Before that, he spent 29 years with Highway Patrol. But he has a couple of challengers here. One of them is Lieutenant Chad Cox. He was a narcotics investigator with the office for 20 years. He left back in May of last year to really kind of explore a run, but he's focused on what he says for basically investigations with, his experience with investigations in drugs and gangs is going to kind of help him out as sheriff of the county. But everyone who's running in this field has talked about cracking down on drugs and cracking down on violence. And to kind of go back just a little bit here, you know, the sheriff there right now, Dennis Kelly, has talked also about that, making sure that there is a crackdown on investigations for, you know, drugs and gangs. And he does have the endorsement of Governor Henry McMaster, also Attorney General Alan Wilson. That's something that he's shared on his social media platforms and his pages. But so you have right now, you have Sheriff Dennis Kelly. You've got Lieutenant Chad Cox. There's also former Greenwood County Sheriff's Office member John Long. He was actually a member of the command staff when Sheriff Kelly was there. He's also kind of focused on being out there in the community, being visible, and having a hands-on approach to tackle drugs. And then the last one is Matt Emery. He was a former deputy. He's now he'd been working with the school resource officers program there. He was talking about kind of along the lines, really similar ideas there, kind of getting back out into the community, being among the people and kind of listening to really any concerns that they have. So a lot of them really all talking about being visible. And then the winner of that race would actually go on to face former sheriff there, Tony Davis, who's he's a Democrat. He's not running against anybody in the primary, but he's a former two-term sheriff there and has more than 38 years of law enforcement under his belt.
Yep. So, Taggart Houck with me. You'll be out there on Tuesday, and I hope that that you will be able to give us some updates as we'll start our broadcast at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Deb Sofield and I will be giving you hour-by-hour updates as the returns start coming in after the polls close at 7. And, Taggart, I hope we'll hear from you and give us updates from the races that you're covering on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Joey. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You.